Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and welcome to our book pick segment. It is very nice to have with us this morning Kara Wisner of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York, one of our wonderful independent booksellers, to tell us some terrific, tell us just about some terrific books that are available to us. And it's great to have Kara with us this morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, it's a weird time.
It is a different land.
Yeah, it really is. And you don't even hippity-hoppity off to it.
No.
So give us a status of you're closed, right?
So we are closed for browsing and for people to come into the shop. And we are open for porch contactless pickup. And we are shipping books and also doing some deliveries locally, again, contactless for people who aren't able to leave their houses.
All right. So there are opportunities, and that is good to keep in mind. Meanwhile,
yes,
we have wonderful books and
we can
cool things to talk about. So let's get to that. And where would you like to begin?
All right. I want to begin with books, and then I want to just come back to the ways that all the people can reach out to their own local independent bookstores.
Absolutely.
After this to
of
make
course.
Sure. All right. Awesome. All right. So we could start. Let's start a little bit light.
Okay.
There's a book called Writers and Lovers by Lily King. She wrote Euphoria, which is an amazing book. And Writers and Lovers is just like a regular novel about a woman who is dealing with relationships and her own past and what she wants for her future and love affairs. And it goes deep into the things that we think about as people in terms of who we are and what we want out of life. But it is not harassing. It is very enjoyable. And it was a lovely read to just kind of sort of float into. And for somebody who is looking for something to counter some of the heaviness, Writers and Lovers would be a lovely, lovely choice.
It's Writers and Lovers by Lily King. Okay, next.
All right. And then everything else is heavy. So.
Okay.
So The Mountain Thing by Nguyen Phan Quay Mai is what I think is going to be like the new Vietnam novel that really people may read first and helps explain what went on. It tells the story of the Vietnam War from the point of view of a young girl, and it deals with four generations of the family. So you kind of get a little bit of the Vietnamese backstory and history through the grandparents and the great-grandparents, and then you see the war and a little bit of how it ends with the current generation. She is a really interesting writer. This book just came out last week, and I think that for somebody who's looking to read something that will explain a little bit of history, also feel important, and also covers not both sides of the story, because there are so many sides of the Vietnamese War, but she is really generous with the people from all of the sides, like how a soldier, an American soldier, young boy may have felt or did feel in some scenes and things like that. So that's Praise for the Mountain. That's The Mountain Thing.
It is The Mountains Sing. Okay, next up.
All right. Next up is Elizabeth Wetmore's first novel, and it's called Valentine.
Yes.
And she has written a pretty hard novel, and she's an amazing person. I met her in January, and she's somebody who grew up in a very kind of sort of out-of-the-way town in Texas and, like, she went to college in her 20s. So she's somebody who's really looked to find her way in the world and decided for herself what that way was going to be, because it was not the way she saw around her necessarily. And this book, Valentine, is pretty hard. So it starts with a very kind of brutal rape of a young girl, and the girl finds her way out of that situation. And then the entire book deals with the repercussions of that rape and all the different people in the town and how they respond to it. People who, she's a girl she's Mexican, and it's Texas. So there's like every single part where things can brush up against people, where if it's people like not believing just because she's a girl or a woman, or people, you know, having issues with nationality, people who have issues with class. And you really see the whole story through the different eyes of the townspeople, including some really powerful women in here. And in the end, I think it's a book that's filled with power and hope. And it's an intense read.
It is Valentine by Elizabeth Wetmore. All right.
All right. The Glass Hotel by Emily St. John Mandel. Emily St. John Mandel wrote Station 11,
right?
Which was, you know, actually a somewhat apocalyptic novel. And
about a pandemic that wiped us all out. Yes.
By the way. And her next book. So this book. So I'm part of the way through it. My husband finished it.
I finished it this morning. You're gonna love it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm so in it right now.
Yeah, and it's great.
It feels like it's our world, but it almost feels like our world adjacent.
Yes.
I feel like it's perfect for this kind of a time. Reading, like, even the cover, it's like this kind of smoky cover, you know, little tiny island. And right, it's a good, it seems right so far. It's an amazing, it's a great story. And as you said, I'm going to love it and finish it. So there you go.
Yeah.
What more do we need?
Emily St. John Mandel's new book is The Glass Hotel. And I should mention she'll be on the book show in the coming weeks. And it's a really terrific read. So I hope you wanted to add to the queue, if you will. All right. Next up.
All right. Next up is going to be the last novel that I'm going to talk about specifically today, or actually not so specifically because I haven't read it yet, but it's the new N.K. Jemisin. She's an amazing science fiction writer. She's won the Hugo Award 3 times, which has never happened before. And this is a novel about Manhattan, and it's called The City We Became. And I have not gotten to it yet, but she is so amazing. And I know there are people who are really looking for, you know, sci-fi when people say to me, like, what do you have new in sci-fi? Like, you know, on the phone or things like that. And I wanted to just bring people's attention to it so they can look it up and read more about it. I mean, from everything that's been written, it's been amazing. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
The name of the book is The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. All right.
All right. All right. Then Untamed by Glennon Doyle. She wrote a book called The Love Warrior. She's a really interesting person. She did a lot of work on herself. She left a marriage. She kind of figured out who she was going to be. She fell in love. She's actually married now to Abby Wambach, the soccer star, and they are parenting together. And she's actually had a really huge Instagram presence, I think in general, but I was a little bit new to her. But
yep.
I certainly, since this started, she's, you know, definitely like posting like every day and really bringing people into her way through this. I felt like this was very inspiring in general, and that's why I selected it for today. And one of the things she does so well is she pivots. So this is a word that we've heard floating around the bookstores. We heard it in January when we were talking at our thing about pivoting into this new generation. And I feel like we've had to do this with this pandemic, right? We've had to pivot. I now, you know, have set myself up inside here, you know, for production almost as opposed to for browsing, but it's a different way of working, a different way of reaching out. And there were a couple conversations she had with her children in this book where she was able to say, you know what, we made this choice. We said you could do this thing. And now, like, one was specifically about a phone, like, we're going to reverse this choice, or we're going to change it. And here's why. And here's why we can do that. And I know as parents, a lot of us are home now with, you know, our kids 24/7. And there are a lot of conversations that come up in a lot of, you know, we make mistakes. And when you make a mistake as a parent, I think sometimes it's very hard to figure out how to unmake it. But she, besides taking us through her life, and which is just inspiring in general, those specific conversations I felt were very helpful.
All right. The name of the book is Untamed by Glennon Doyle. So that's it for the book list, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's just. Right. So everybody has a local bookstore.
Correct.
And I'm going to guess that if you go onto your local bookstore's website, you're going to see information about what that store is doing now. So some people are just doing shipping. Some people are doing pickups. Some people are asking people to buy gift cards for future use. Libro FM, which is the organization that does audiobooks and partners with the independent bookstores, they're offering specials for book people who have new subscriptions to get, you know, free audiobooks, and also it gives money back to your bookseller. There are so many different ways to kind of help your bookstore stay in play, like, you know, now. And I think that that's the best thing that people can do. We are going to do some Zoom book clubs and try to do, events where people don't actually have to show up, like to do some Zoom events and things like that. And I know a lot of bookstores are offering those too.
And you, I mean, obviously, with the word that's come out both from the governor and from the White House as well, I mean, we can assume we're in this for another month at least. The long haul, we would put it. So, now this is anecdotal, and I hate to put you on the spot here, but my understanding has been from my bookseller friends that people have been very responsive and are coming to you and doing orders, which is must be quite heartening.
Yes, I mean the kind of so what we've seen, like what's going on, is shifting. Right, there's no browsing, there's no, you know, things like that. But people are looking both to us and to a lot of people have been doing great book roundups to figure out like what books they want to read.
Right.
And then coming to us, we're really the only people, you know, mailing, you know, the bookstores are the ones who are shipping books right now. And so we are able to get those to you. You know, we are right next door to the post office here where I am. You know, so it's a very, I'm almost wearing like a uniform to work. I have something I put on and I go home. You know, I'm seeing just myself. We tag team occasionally with someone else, but people need books to read and people are home. So, you know, we have games and there are puzzles. People are, I think, remembering that you can spend time doing a lot of different things in the house that we might not have made room for before. And it's wonderful to be able to talk to people about, you know, books that, you know, now somebody wants three books in March, which nobody ever wanted three books in March. They want one book in March. And so I'm able to get to people more, a little bit more than I was in the past with certain things. But it's going to hit all of us hard in different ways, even if we are still, you know, fulfilling orders and things like that, because it's not the same.
Just talk a little bit about that, about how it hits hard, because it is, because ultimately you don't know, right? You don't know what it's going to be. And I assume you have a small staff and probably some of them had to hold, right?
Yeah. I mean, we here were a little bit lucky because we had a few high school students working who then didn't really want to work as much. And so with our tag teaming and ability to, you know, there's some government programs that are available. Like the loans are a little bit scarier, but there's some, you know, every small business owner pays into unemployment and there are different unemployment possibilities. So you can do, there's something called shared work where you can kind of do a partial, like I pay a little bit, and then we pay out of what I've put aside for unemployment all these years. So that is something. The hours for the people and our staff is the thing that we're trying to, you know, make sure the most that everybody is, you know, able to continue living and that we'll be able to be here in 6 months. So we very much also encourage people to shop what we have on our shelves. Like some books you may want that we do not have, but we have 9,000 books on our shelves. And I promise that there's one that's just as good as that other one that you might have wanted to order.
Yes.
But I think people are catching up on some, you know, writers and things that they have. And so while we have a lot, people are still asking us to order. Publishers are still shipping. I'm still able to do that. But those bills are going to come in different ways. And, and I know that there were a lot of bookstores, like in Massachusetts, I think, even sole proprietors were not allowed, to stay open. And so that is going to be devastating.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, always very fragile to begin with. But when you look at this situation on top of it, and this could be said for so many different businesses, but book selling certainly one of them. What I would like to add to this equation is if people are looking for ideas, all of our past book picks are archived, not only from Kira, but from all of our wonderful booksellers across the board. And if you just go to WAMC.org/roundtable, it's right there, the book list from today and all the past book lists for a really long time going back. So if there are books that you want to catch up on, you can either listen to those past segments or find the titles there and get them at your local bookstore. We wish you all the best. I know you're on the front lines, and thank you so much for doing the great work. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having us on today still.
Thank you very much. For information about the Merit Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website. It's meritbooks.com, meritbooks.com. Kira Wisner, again, thank you very much. And again, you can see the complete list at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.